I believe that no matter what you've been through in your life, that you can overcome it with the right mindset, the right strategies, the right tools. Every single person listening to this right now can overcome whatever it is that you're struggling with, whatever it is that you're fighting against, whatever that little negative gremlin voice in your mind is telling you. There is a way to beat it and to enjoy life again.
What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and today I'm coming to you from Bangkok, Thailand, where I've been training Muay Thai, kicking pads, and learning how to knee people and elbow people, the art of the eight limbs, eating lots of really spicy Thai food. Anyway, today I'm super excited to bring another Real Talk Friday to you. I've been listening to a book recently by Simon Sinek. Name of it is Infinite Game. And he talks about the Vietnam conflict as a way to kind of kick things off in the book. And I've been to Vietnam, in case you haven't been following my journey. If you've just started listening to the podcast, I've lived in Vietnam. So I wasn't there for a week or 2 weeks and staying in the hotel and then going on tours and coming back to the hotel. I lived there. I talked to the people there. I lived there for a few months. I lived in both Saigon and I lived in, or Ho Chi Minh City as it's now known, and I lived in Hanoi. And what you may, if you're old enough to remember, now I grew up on Vietnam movies. For those younger folks, you grew up on movies about the Iraq War or Afghanistan or, you know, about bin Laden. But for my age and above, we grew up on Vietnam movies. And the story behind Vietnam is that the United States lost the Vietnam War. We had to pull out. We just had had enough and we got out of there. And Vietnam won. And let me tell you, they are really proud of that win, and rightfully so. I love America. I know we've made some mistakes, and you're going to hear a little bit more about this in a bit, the nuances here. But let's go back to Vietnam and the loss, the America's loss. If you look at what happened in Vietnam, America won most of the battles. America killed so many people, so many Vietnamese people. If that's the case, then how is it that Vietnam won? And what Simon Sinek talks about is that we, as Americans, had it all wrong. We were there because we thought Vietnam was a puppet of communist China or the Soviet Union. And we were afraid it was going to become communist, fully communist, and it was just going to lead to this domino theory, right? That was the idea at the time. Later on, though, after the war, and an ambassador from the United States got together with an ambassador from Vietnam and had a talk. And they shared, the American ambassador was like, well, we thought you were a puppet of China. And we thought that, because Vietnam is situated right under China. And we thought that if that you were just going to be like a puppet of China. And it would just be like China having another communist state, and we wanted to prevent that. And the ambassador, I forget his name, he was like, have you never opened a history book in your life about Asia? Because we have been fighting the Chinese for 1,000 years. Literally 1,000 years. And if you go to Vietnam, like I have, and have conversations with the people, I asked them because I was very nervous, anxious being there, having grown up on Vietnam movies, and here I am in Vietnam. It's like a little surreal, a little strange, a little awkward, a little feeling, strange feelings. And I talked to them, how do you feel about Americans? They're like, oh yeah, we like Americans. In fact, I remember talking to this girl and she was saying, she was in this place where they take tourists and they do these beautiful lacquer pieces that if you ever go there, you know, this one in particular, it was all these people who had been affected by Agent Orange, the deforestation agent that was sprayed all over Southeast Asia by Americans, made by Monsanto, by the way, if that's interesting, if that's of any interest to you, and also with the landmine situation. So she was like, oh, where are you from? Because they're very smart. They're learning English. They want to interact with people. And she was like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm American. She's like, oh, we had a war with you. But you know what? It's okay. No problem. They're over it. And so funny, my aunt, her brother, my uncle, fought in Vietnam. It really messed him up big time. I don't even know what he's up to. Really messed him up psychologically. Haven't talked to him in I don't know how many years. And she got mad when I was over there. And it's like, we haven't let go of it. But when you're there, they don't like the Chinese. They can't stand the Chinese. And why am I telling you this? What is this relevant to health and fitness, you might be wondering? Well, we're going to get to that in a second. So bear with me. And a part of it is having assumptions about things that we think we know what's really going on. But we really don't. That's one lesson. We need to talk with each other and figure it out. So that's the one lesson. But the next lesson that Simon Sinek talks about is that Vietnam, unbeknownst to Americans at the time, had they wanted their independence. They had been under occupation by the Chinese for 1,000 years, longer than I think 3 to 4 times longer than America's been a country. I want you to let that sink in for a second, because your little American mind can't even fathom what 1,000 years of even having a country is, right? Just like mine. We just can't wrap our heads around it. 1,000 years, 1776 is when the American Revolution happened. You know what I mean? That's what we think. And then they were under occupation by the French for I think 400 years, something around there. I might be off about that. And then the Japanese during World War II had been there, and millions of Vietnamese people starved to death because of what the Japanese did. Millions. More, I believe, than what got killed, than the Vietnamese people that got killed in the Vietnam War. They starved to death because of what the Japanese did in World War II. So they have a history of being used by bigger powers, and they were going to fight to the last person to win their independence. I can't think of anything more American than that, to be honest with you. And that's what they were fighting for. And Simon Sinek talks about it, about having a just cause. And he talks about it in terms of business. And it got me thinking about my business and what I'm about. He's like, you need to know your why, but you have to have a just cause, something that you're fighting for, something that you're willing to die for, because that's how you win if you're Vietnam and you're up against the United States, the power of the United States military, after the United States had basically, not single-handedly won World War II, but was the big player that handled the Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, and you're a little Southeast Asian country. How do you win? That's how you have this cause that you are willing to die for. And I thought about it. It's a great book. And if you're in business, you need to read this book, because it'll change the game for you. Because a lot of people think they're in the business of making money, but that's not what it's about. Money is just freedom units, fuel units. And so today, what I wanted to share with you is why I do this, because I haven't talked about it in a long time. Now, if you're new, let me start like this. If you're an old listener, I shouldn't say that. If you've been listening for a while, you've heard my story probably once too many times about my mother's suicide, really. I call it a car accident, but it was really a suicide. My brother's murder, kidnapping and murder. My sister's suicide when I was 36. And there's more in there. Alcoholic parents. I got the same dysfunctional story that so many people have. And then I got these other, you know, layers, these cherries on top of tragedy, these tragic cherries on top of this tragedy cake, you know, to use a terrible sort of hopefully somewhat understandable metaphor. But the point is, my why is that I know what it's like to suffer, and I know what it's like to be down, and I know what it's like to feel beaten down, and I know what it's like to feel hopeless, that whether you're struggling with your health, whether you're struggling with a divorce, whether you're struggling with your kids and what they're doing, whether you're struggling with, you know, whatever you're struggling with, a death of your parents, struggling with meaning in life, whatever it is, and we all struggle, by the way. Don't let the Instagram, the social media highlights fool you. Don't let the money from the millionaires fool you. I've worked with so many millionaires. You know what they're doing? They're stuck like everybody else. They just happen to, just like a guy or a woman with a six pack and beautiful body, they have these terrible relationships or these disordered eating or whatever. All the people with the money, they got the same sort of stuff going on. They've got the same, they've got issues just like everyone else. They just got more money. And a lot of them won't even invest. They got the resources and they won't even invest in fixing it. It's just human beings, we're crazy, man. I mean, that's just how it goes. It takes a lot of work to overcome that inertia and to do the deep work. And so my why is that I believe that no matter what you've been through in your life, that you can overcome it with the right mindset, the right strategies, the right tools. Every single person listening to this right now can overcome whatever it is that you're struggling with, whatever it is that you're fighting against, whatever that little negative gremlin voice in your mind is telling you. There is a way to beat it and to enjoy life again, to have joy again. I know, I'm living proof, because I was so unhappy for most of my life. And I've never been happier now. Does that come across? Do you hear it in my voice? Do you feel it when I speak to you? I'm on top of the world. I mean, I got my problems just like everyone else. I got my good days and my bad days like everyone else. I was getting pissed off earlier. You want to know why? I was making a social media post on Instagram in the app I use called Buffer. Just did an update and it was just auto correcting things like crazy. I was like, losing it, you know. I don't get triggered by you know, so many things anymore, but that was just driving me crazy. And I actually reached out to them and then they fixed it and then it's happening again. It was driving me nuts. So I have my bad days too. But the thing is, I have so many good days. I have such a love for life right now. And I believe that everyone can get back there. And if you're hearing this and you're in disbelief, you're skeptical, of course you are. Because guess what? The guy who is me, who is miserable, who is clinically depressed, suffering from panic attacks, who is so stuck in life, that guy was never going to do this podcast. You're hearing rather the tip of the iceberg. You're not seeing all the work that I did. That's why you don't believe it. But man, did I work. And a lot of it didn't even work. I had to keep working to figure it out. And so my why is that I don't want you to struggle like I did. I want to give you not the shortcuts, but the path that is more straightforward, because it exists. And if you're not getting results, I promise you there's a way to get results. The only time that you wouldn't be able to is if you had some sort of massive accident that caused brain damage to you. Now we're talking about something different. But unless you've been knocked on the noggin so hard that it, you know, separated some areas of your brain, some, you know, you have the power to get better, to get back, to get past whatever you're experiencing. Now, I want to talk about the second thing, the just cause that Simon Sinek talks about, because it's been getting me thinking, like, what is my just cause? And my just cause is to help everyone feel, look, and perform their best. We feel, especially the feeling, I believe that a lot of what we're suffering from, look at the arguments happening. Look at how we're at each other's throats. And what do? We rationalize it. We talk about, well, you know, it's Trump. You voted for Trump. You're just a horrible human being. If you voted for Trump, just, you know, you should just kill yourself. And then on the other side, it's like, oh gosh, you know, just, I don't know what, I can't remember what the right wingers are saying or the right is saying, but you know, it's just all this hate all around. And if you listen to the words that people use and what they're saying, you can get caught up in thinking that that is the thing, right? Like what they're talking about is the thing that they're really upset about. But the truth is, there's the communication, which is the words. Like I'm communicating to you right now. You speak English. You understand English. You understand the words. I'm a reasonably good speaker. You understand the sentences that I'm making. But then there's a meta communication behind it, the meaning behind it. And the meaning behind so many people who are so upset is I'm unhappy. That's the meaning. Oh, you shouldn't do this. Oh, gosh, you're racist, Nazi, crazy. You know, you hate women. All the craziness. You're like, I am unhappy. And I believe that we all, with the right, it by taking care of our health, which is the number one, you'll never be happy, experience happiness. If you don't have health, very simple. Happiness is a manifestation of your brain, of the functioning of your body, in other words, because your brain's a part of your body. And just like if you don't take care of your car, which one time I didn't change the oil on my car, my first car that I ever bought with my own money, I didn't change the oil. The engine blew up on me and I lost the car. And that's what's happening to a lot of people right now. They're not changing the oil on their car. That's kind of a weird analogy, but the point is they're not taking care of their vehicle, their body. That is number one. And number two is we have to do the right things that make human beings feel good beyond the health stuff. In other words, are you in an intimate relationship and is that relationship healthy? Are you getting laid and do you feel connected with your partner? Or are you single or married and spending a lot of time watching porn or having sociopathic style casual sex where you don't have a connection with the person? You just, you know, there's no connection there. Do you have purpose at work? Do you feel good about what you do every day? Or is it just a soul-sucking job that you go to pay your bills? Do you have friends that you hang out with and you have such a great conversation, even though you stayed up too late, you drank a little bit too much, but you wake up the next day, you feel amazing. Because you're like, how amazing was it last night hanging out with my friends and talking and laughing? And that's why I believe we're here, to connect with each other, to have those moments with each other. And I want, my just cause is I want to help more people have those moments. Joseph Campbell said, we're not looking so much for the meaning of life as much as we are looking for the experience of being alive. And I want you to be excited about life. I want you to feel it because that's what the world needs. We don't need more arguments. Now, sometimes we've got to argue. Sometimes we've got to fight. Sometimes, you know, these things happen. But for the most part, what we really need are people who step up and have become alive. That's what you hear from me. I feel alive right now. I've become alive from my choice to do this as my full-time job and leave my personal training business, training millionaires and celebrities in Miami Beach. I'm way happier now. I used to get invited to yacht parties and catered events with chefs, cooking stuff, drinking Blue Label, an expensive wine. I don't miss it at all. I wouldn't mind a little Blue Label, Johnny Walker Blue Label, to be honest. I wouldn't mind a glass of that. But I don't miss that at all. because I feel alive now, traveling the world, experiencing different cultures that challenge what I think I know, that make me so much more grateful for being alive, meeting people like in Cambodia, for example, who've gone through a genocide, meeting the Vietnamese who've struggled for thousands of years, nearly 2,000 years, I guess I should say, from colonialism, and having beaten it, and then seeing how, even though they have a communist government still, and you don't want to criticize them because you'll end up in prison for 10 years, but they've opened up their economy and they're very hospitable to tourists, and their economy is booming. And going to Bali, Indonesia, Bali had multiple terrorist attacks, let me tell you, from a Muslim extremist. And by the way, Indonesia, I think, is the largest Muslim majority country in the world. And they had these two terrorist attacks. In fact, I've never seen such strict security for specifically designed to detect terrorist attacks in the Bali airport and going to certain luxury areas in Bali, like luxury, like Omnia, which is like a pool party place, like you'd find in Miami Beach or oh, what's that place in France? Saint-Tropez. So going to those places, hearing the stories changes you. Now that's what makes me alive, but I want to know what makes you come alive, because we need to do more of that. And that's why I'm here. And my just cause is to help you experience that. And that's what I want to leave you with. There's one more thing I'll say, is that if becoming alive is something that you know needs to happen for you, and you know that your health is a big part of it, then what I want to let you know is that the Legendary Life Program for 2020 has opened up. And I know I pitch this a lot, and you're like, man, all that, some people I know, you're like, man, all that talk, and then you're going to pitch your thing. Yes, because I help people transform their lives. Listen to my clients. Listen to what they say. Don't just focus on the number of pounds they lost. I step up for them. I help them transform as a person. That's what really lights me up. And the more I can do that, the better off the world's going to be. And if that resonates with you and you've been listening for a while and you know what I'm about, go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply, because you got to apply to be a part of the program. I don't just work with anyone. That's not a sales tactic. It's not a little trick. It's the truth. And I can't just let anybody into that group. Boy, we got a group that's on fire right now. If you've been listening for a little while, but you're kind of new and maybe on the fence and not really sure about the results I get with people, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/free and watch my free masterclass. You'll get everything you need to know from that. And you'll know whether I'm the right person for you or not. And the last thing I'll say is this: whatever you do, keep focusing on growth. The free information, the free podcast, the free YouTube videos, the free social media posts, use them. They'll get you somewhere. But once you get to a certain point, the PDFs, the courses, they don't work anymore. And once you hit that point, you need guidance. We all need guidance. That's how I got here business-wise. We all need that. So whatever you do, keep going for the free information. Use it. Use it to figure out who you resonate with. Use it to figure out who you think really knows what they're talking about. But once you find that person, invest in it. Because free only gets you so far. And we all know that deep in our hearts. And why so many of us, we don't step up? Because it's so much easier to spend money on the big screen TV or the new car. Oh, new car! That new car smell. Oh, hey, check out the new car. Or that new purse. By the way, if you heard me just sniff right now, I'm just recovering from a little cold. If you're like, or the new purse, or the new whatever it is, the knickknacks, the bric-a-brac. It's hard to invest in ourselves, because once we put the money down for something like that, oof, we feel like we've really got to step up and take action. good thing about that is what's on the other side is the life that you want, the experience of being alive. Love you. Have an amazing weekend and talk to you soon.